We're joined by Giants defensive end Jason Pierre-Paul. And JPP, obviously, last couple of years have been pretty frustrating with the injuries you've had to deal with. How do you feel right now?
I feel great. I'm at 110%, going every day on practice. And I'm out there running, so I'm okay.
What's it like? I mean, you came here, young gun. Mm-hmm. You got Justin Tuck, veteran guy, mm-hmm. OC here. They're all gone. Mm-hmm. Like, you're the leader now.
Right. Those guys taught me a lot. You know, I learned a lot from them. You know, they're gone. But, you know, from what they taught me, I'm going to carry it on the field. You know, help the new guys out that we got.
How do you respond to the fact that people would say, you know, JPP, they need him to be big in order for this defense to be good in 2014?
Mm-hmm. Really, I don't really pay much attention to it. You know, I just know I'm a great football player. Go out there and just play your game, and then you'll be okay.
When you look at this team, mm-hmm. obviously disappointing last year with the way you guys started. Guys finished strong as a group, but they still made a lot of changes defensively. Mm-hmm. Brought in a lot of new guys. How good can this defense be?
I think it can be pretty good. You know what I mean? We got lots of new talent here. Guys are running to the ball very quickly. And then you got to remember, they didn't have me out there last year, too.
All right. So, that's a big factor. That is a big factor. I mean, yeah. You're a guy that can make explosive plays,
right.
Intercept passes, right, block right. kicks, do mm-hmm. all that other stuff. When you think about getting back to your game, mm-hmm. is it a mental thing now to just know that I'm finally healthy?
Yeah, it's all mental. You know, you got to focus more in the meeting rooms, you know, listen to what the coaches are saying. You know, I don't know it all, you know what I'm saying? So I'm always learning the game or whatever, and just take it out to the field and process it and just run. You know, run like you're 20 again. Like I said, I'm very healthy right now, and I'm not worrying about anything. You know, I'm just going out there and play the game like I know I can play it.
Because you were so talented physically before mm-hmm. the injuries, is that part of the learning curve? Where you just mentioned it, you know, studying more, mm-hmm. studying more film and stuff like that. Is it now at the point where you got to get mental to meet physical?
Honestly, I think, you know, at the end of the day, it's more of a physical battle when it comes to me. You know what I'm saying? Mentally, I know a little bit or whatever, but you don't want to overthink yourself when it comes to a play. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to overthink yourself. Then you won't be doing too much. The play going to pass you or whatever. A running back might pass you or you're not going to get to the quarterback. So you just go and have fun. You know what I'm saying? Like I say, like a 20-year-old kid and just go out there and play football.
Obviously, the team hasn't made the playoffs the last two mm-hmm. years. But you've also been a Super Bowl champion.
Right.
Does that make you even hungrier to get another one now that you know what it tastes
like? I think, you know, a lot of people have doubt in the team or whatever. But, you know, I know my brothers are going to come out and play football and run to the ball. And honestly, I think, you know, we're going to make it to the playoffs this year. You know what I mean? With the talent that we got. Everybody's gone, but, you know, it makes you want to prove them wrong. You know what I'm saying? It makes you want to get to the playoffs and then go to the championship. Now, if we get in the playoffs, we're going to make them run for the money.
We appreciate a couple minutes. Good to see you're
healthy.
Thank you very much. Back and ready to go. Good luck this season.
Thank you.